Hillary Jacobs is a clinical social worker. We wanted to check in with you, Hillary, because, you know, according to my quasi-survey among colleagues throughout the radio station, family members, friends, and, of course, our text line, apparently a lot of people have a hard time saying I love you. Why do you think that is?
Hi, Lisa. First, could I just clarify that my name is Hillary Jacobs Hendel, because I have lots of free resources out there and I want people to be able to.
Absolutely. So spell Hendel. The final last name, yeah. Hendel.
Hendel. Hillary Hendel.
Okay.
It's very common. And I even remember in my youth of dating guys, and I knew the relationship felt strong, but they couldn't say it. And it's not that it necessarily means that a person doesn't love you. It's that, and that it's not really something wrong with the relationship. It has to do with fears of what it means to be vulnerable, or perhaps people didn't grow up with family members that said that, or even criticized or humiliated kind of an openness, and that there's some emotional protection that's getting in the way. This is very human, it's very common, and it's completely changeable.
It is changeable. So, that's the key. Yeah. I saw that with my dad, and and I think that when he finally came around to being able to say it, he said it a lot, and I think it made him feel better.
Yeah, because we're all wired for love, and we're wired for connection, and we're really wired to share and be open, and we are completely emotionally, when we don't have protection blocking us, we are wired to really relate emotionally, not just all in our head. So it's really a protective response that keeps people from sharing how they feel.
So they're protecting themselves because they don't want to feel vulnerable? Is that it?
Yeah, there's a few reasons. Like saying I love you and really being in touch with the body, right, where all emotions live. When I teach people how to be with their emotions to overcome these blocks, we're always in the body, because if you were to ask someone that had difficulty saying I love you, what were they feeling at the moment before they couldn't get their mouth to open and say it, you'd probably hear words like, I feel anxious, I feel ashamed or diminished, like it's a weak thing, that maybe it evokes other emotions. It's even unbelievable, because we're so connected through the wiring down to our childhood that if we didn't hear I love you as children, even the mere mention of the words I love you may bring up anger from family of origin. And so it can become very complex if it wasn't modeled without any sort of criticism or shame or anxiety associated with it.
Is it likely that the people who cannot say I love you are also the people who don't like to give hugs?
You know, I write a lot about hugs. It's funny you mention that. I think that it could be two different things, or it could be one and the same. That certainly we can fake it, a hug, right? We can give a perfunctory hug. But just the other day, I was at a wedding with somebody very buttoned up, and I was teaching him how to give a therapeutic hug. And he's like, I'm into it, until I said, okay, let's embrace belly to belly, chest to chest. And now we're going to stay here for six deep breaths for about, let's say, 30 seconds. And he was like, no way.
It's like killing him, right?
Right, because it starts to be evocative of emotions. And we live in a society that's pretty emotion phobic, and we're usually not in touch with the physical sensations of our body. But that's the way people get over this, is to sort of greet the emotions that are getting in the way with kind of wonder and curiosity. And just like we build muscles at the gym, we build a capacity for feeling fear. Because to love, when we love and declare our love, we know we can be hurt. We know we could experience loss. And we have to have the confidence that we can deal with these feelings and move forward into connection. And they can happen both at the same time. But it's not something we talk about a lot in our society.
This came to mind because of my husband's best buddy. His mom died, and I was on the road, and I called him up and expressed my condolences and told him how sorry I was, and I said, I love you. And mm-hmm. he hesitated. He goes, yeah, I know you do. That was the only response he could give me. He couldn't say it back. It's just not in him. So if it was your family member, if it's your dad or your mom or your sibling, is there something we can do without them feeling attacked that we can bring them around to saying it, feeling it, expressing it?
Yeah, I mean, defenses, which are the protective ways that we block ourselves from being vulnerable and feeling anxious, are pretty powerful. I think the advice that I would give would be to really encourage people to not force the words, but to get curious about what they're feeling in their body. And to there's a tool called the Change Triangle, which helps understand these core emotions and how to get in touch with them. And once we can feel more comfortable with the emotions and the sensations that saying I love you brings, it's the safety that has to come before the expression. So there's no quick fix if it's going to be an authentic I love you. But it's we can all learn over time, and sometimes it takes quickly for somebody, and sometimes it's a long kind of journey into feeling more comfortable with saying I love you.
Before I let you go, we're up against news time, but one of our texters said, why do extroverts always want introverts to change? It's insane. It's really not tied to whether you're an introvert or extrovert, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think it really has to do with the ability to be heart-to-heart connected. And that's just what a good relationship always involves, saying kind things, being feelingful, because otherwise we don't feel each other in a deep and profound way. And emotions are just something that we all need to be learning more about. It's not mind over matter. There are really skills and techniques and tools like the Change Triangle and learning how to be in the body that transformed my life. And that's why I started teaching this. I'm a psychotherapist in my day job, but I write books and teach people how to be with their emotions so they can connect better, both to themselves, their authentic self, and to each other.
I know one of your award-winning books is It's Not Always Depression, Working the Change Triangle to Listen to the Body, Discover Core Emotions, and Connect to Your Authentic Self. Is that your latest book?
My latest book is for parents called Parents Have Feelings Too. But It's Not Always Depression is really a deep, even though I wrote it to be a beach read that 15-year-olds and older could understand it, because we really... The second book is about connecting with your family better, but the connection to ourself and our own emotions goes hand in hand with our ability to connect with our children as parents. So, for example, if we can't tolerate our own anger, it'll be very difficult to deal with our children's anger. If we can't tolerate our own sadness, it would be very hard to make space for our children's sadness. And I just can't say enough about how it can be life-changing and transformational to start to learn and practice being with emotions as well as thoughts. It's a combination of both that are important.
Well, I can't wait to have you on. I'm sorry. I can't wait to have you on again. I hope you'll come back. It's Hillary Jacobs Hendel. Look her up. You will find her books. You will find everything she has published. We appreciate you today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be on, and I hope you'll call again.